Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pete Hegseth, y'all.
Just like Soleimani found out in the first term, Iran found out when POTUS says 60 days that he seeks peace and negotiation, he means 60 days of peace and negotiation. Otherwise, that nuclear program, that nuclear capability will not exist. He meant it. This is not the previous administration. The President Trump said no nukes. He seeks peace, and Iran should take that path.
That was Pete Hegseth over the weekend. Donald Trump, Lee, the only one who has ever confronted Iran, truly confronted Iran instead of, you know, negotiations and sending strongly worded letters. I want to play something because it really puts this whole thing in perspective. You remember that Donald Trump killed Qasem Soleimani, who's the number two ranking person in Iran. Yep. The Democrats went wild. They were really mad. Well, Trump did an interview with Maria Bartiromo after he was in office and Joe Biden had come back in. And Maria asks him about killing Qasem Soleimani. And Trump says, listen, he's killed 600 of our troops, killed or injured 600 of our troops. Some put that as high as 1,000, but he used the term 600. And he said, I got intel that the Iranians, under Soleimani's direction, were going to attack five of our bases. And I said, oh, heck no, you're not doing it. And he said, you know, and I took him out. That's, he said, that is why I targeted and killed Soleimani. Okay, I want to play this clip for you because you've probably never heard it before. It was a very obscure interview. And he was outraged because Joe Biden, under Joe Biden, the Iranians had gotten so bold. They're just flying, or they're, you know, through their proxies, they're flying drones into U.S. bases and attacking them. We have over 113 U.S. service members with catastrophic brain injuries. That's not a headache. That's not a concussion. You don't come back from that and have a normal life. Your life is pretty much ruined at that point. And Joe Biden hadn't retaliated. And then we roll around to January 2024. They fly another drone into a base in Jordan and execute three service members. January 2024. And I have people on my X feed, Lee, arguing, Iran hasn't killed any American. Where have you been? Go read some news and then comment. Figure out what's gone on the last 2 to 3 years. So Trump was very upset about this. This is what he's talking to Maria Bartiromo about, that Biden had really not retaliated. He gave the Iranians a whole bunch of notice before he hit a base. But that was it for the killing of the three. And I talked about that a lot at the time. So Trump is outraged here that Iran has begun to kill our troops again because he said, listen, I had them on the ropes. After I killed Soleimani, he said they didn't hit a single one of our troops. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. Listen to him describe the period after. This is remarkable. After he killed Soleimani and how Iran called him and what they said.
Would have never happened with me. I had Iran in check. Do you know, we hit them very hard for something that they did.
Soleimani.
They had to hit back. They feel they have to do that, and I understand that. Do you know they called me to tell me we're going to hit a certain location, but we're not going to hit it. It's going to be outside of the perimeter.
Who called you?
Iran called me. Iran called me, called for me. And they let us know, and we had 16 missiles went off. I believe it was 16. Six or seven failed in the air.
When was this?
This was prior to the attack on a fort that we had where they hit back. Do you remember when they sent 18 missiles or 16 missiles? Five failed. They let us know, don't move. We're going to have to hit you back. Psychologically, we have to do that because we hit them on something. You remember, they sent 16 or 18 missiles, and we knew they weren't going to hit inside the fort. And the media was going, and now I reveal it, the media was going wild because they say it's strange. They're very accurate missiles. How come they all missed? Nobody was killed, if you remember.
Yes,
with all of those missiles, nobody was killed. Now, they had to do it because they have people and they have to show strength. So they aimed the missiles, but they said, please don't attack us. We're not going to hit you. That was respect. We had respect. When we took out Soleimani, you know, Israel was supposed to do it with us. 2 days before.
And he goes on to say Israel chickened out, so we did it ourselves. But he said we had respect. In other words, they stopped killing our troops. Then Biden comes back in, starts funding them, sends $16 billion over, takes the sanctions off, lifts the terror designation on the Houthis, and they're off to the races. They've got the money, they've got the weapons, and then they start killing again. They start hitting American interests. But what he's saying, he was so upset those troops had been killed, Lee, he said they wouldn't have dared do that under me. Mm-hmm. Which makes me wonder, we'll see. Now, I have no predictions here. I have no idea. How much of what you're hearing from Iran right now is that same kind of bluster as they, you know, shut off after Soleimani, but they're calling Trump through back channels going, hey, don't hit us. It's going to look like we're attacking you. And he goes into more depth there. And he said they basically wanted to make sure there was no one from the base outside the base when they hit because they didn't want to kill anybody. That's a level of fear that they had. That is what Trump is reestablishing with them. Do not test me. Do not push me. I will kill you. And that is where we are. And I think that's why overnight it went from, you know, J.D. Vance saying 24 hours ago, we're not interested in regime change. That's good cop. And Trump is saying, well, you know, we could be open to, you know, getting rid of, killing, whatever, the Ayatollah. And this is typical Trumpian style. You know, you're Iran, and J.D. Vance is out there like, you know, we don't want regime change. What are you talking about?
Our view has been very clear that we don't want a regime change. We do not want to protract this or build this out any more than it's already been built out. We want to end their nuclear program, and then we want to talk to the Iranians about a long-term settlement here. We believe very strongly that there are two pathways. There's a pathway where Iran continues to fund terrorism, continues to try to build a nuclear program, attacks American troops. That's the bad pathway for Iran, and it will be met with overwhelming force. There's another pathway on the table here. There's a pathway where Iran integrates itself into the international community, stops funding terrorism, and stops trying to pursue a nuclear weapon. This is a reset. This is an opportunity for the Iranians to take the smart path. We certainly hope that they will.
And then Trump overnight saying, you know, but it's basically not off the table. To get rid of the Iranian leadership.
Well, I generally would prefer that this government not talk too much about what the plans are, just say no comment. But if you're not going to do that, then what they're doing is the right thing. Confuse them.
You know,
have different, you know, aspects of the government maybe saying some somewhat conflicting reports. I'm fine with that. So either don't comment or make it confusing. Either one.
So that's where we are this morning. Meanwhile, and I had forgotten about this. I just want to like kind of reset where we are for a moment. Listener just sent this to me. It's from October 1st, 2023. Headline, Iran official admits country's role in terror bombing that killed 241 U.S. military members. They had always denied it publicly until 2023. A bombshell interview with Syed Issa Tabatabi. He's the representative of the Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei in Lebanon, did an interview in which he admitted that Iran was behind the attack. Again, they used Hezbollah, their proxy, that Iran was behind the attack. And he talked about how he personally was involved in helping to, you know, get the American, Israeli and French soldiers killed in the U.S. Embassy bombing in Beirut, 1983.
Yeah, one of the worst losses of life, non-combat there. In history. I mean, that was an incredibly devastating attack on this country.
220 U.S. Marines, 18 U.S. Navy sailors, 3 U.S. Army soldiers lost their lives, as well as 58 French troops who were also murdered in the attack. And there were some Israeli troops as well. So when I was talking earlier today, this is the first time in my adult life we have actually hit an actual enemy, not a fake enemy, an actual enemy of this country. Normally, we let our actual enemies run wild, kill us, do very little in response while pursuing our fake enemies, people who are maybe not the best people, but don't pose any risk to us, to the ends of the earth, in attempts to start wars with them. And it is that drives people insane. They're tired of being lied to, manipulated into war, stuck in forever wars when it was supposed to be a short engagement. When we find out that they, you know, our leadership lied to get us into the war, the lies have continued. I mean, the latest round of that was Russia interfered in our election, attacked our democracy. Hey, let's put tanks on their borders and menace them. Obama did that knowing the whole time that it was a lie, that they had never interfered in our election. We know that from the Twitter files. And meanwhile, literally, you have Iran running around killing us, China killing us in so many inventive and creative ways. And we're like, meh, whatever. That's what we've done for a very long time. We let our enemies get away with murdering us, shrugged our shoulders, and went after fake enemies for profit. And so I think a lot of people are this, you know, a lot of people over the weekend, they see this, they see any war in the Middle East, they're so used to the lies, the manipulations to get us into war for profit, they can't see anything else. But this is America actually finally hitting a real enemy that is a serious threat to us and that has lobbed missiles at us within the last 2 years. In fact, months, as the Houthis did.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Look, folks, the truth is Democrats love the Iranian mullahs. They have backdoor funded their nuclear program since Obama. Iran even funded the Democrats' anti-Semitic street marches in America. I mean, you want to talk about how tied they are to hip. I play this clip every day because it brings perspective. Joe Biden didn't gosh darn try to stop Iran from getting a nuke, but sort of failed because he's old, demented, and has an early nap time. The Democrat Party and Iran have merged. When Democrats are in charge, Iran is an ally. They march in the streets together. And they're not even hiding it. This was John Kirby during, I play it every day almost, Joe Biden's administration. He is Joe Biden's spokesperson.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
Yeah, they've been funding it. Have you noticed these Democrat protests, whether they're in L.A. and they're rioting and they're violent and they're trying to free illegal immigrants from ICE or they're, you know, wherever they are. Have you noticed what their groups look like now? We just saw this from the No Kings protests all over the country. Two things. Rainbow flags, never a U.S. flag. Rainbow flag is their flag now. It is the flag of the Democrat Party. And kafayas. Which is really wild because if Iran or the people in the kafayas were running things, those gay rights marchers would be hanging from a crane. But it's all very convenient for now. Those street marches are funded by Iran. John Kirby there, not even bothered by it. World's most chief state sponsor of terror. That's what you're up against. That's why Iran is resisting Trump. They know when it comes down to it that the Democrats and Iran are joined at the hip. They protest together in the streets. Never lose sight of that perspective. Our enemies are inside the castle. Okay. I want to play this for you because there's a lot of people running around with a really tightly cut clip of Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, claiming that Tulsi told the truth. Iran has no missile program. We just made it up. Trump made it up because he just wanted to bomb Iran or something and blah, blah. Okay. Tulsi has since come out. So has the full unedited clip. And she's very clear. No, we now have intelligence of how far along Iran was. Well, Margaret Brennan asks Marco Rubio about this on liberal media over the weekend. Our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. I want you to listen. This is a longer clip than I normally play, but I want you to hear this debated out. Whoa. There was an intelligence assessment. Did Iran, didn't have nukes. They were just really nice. They just wanted to play with us. But then we went and blew up their toys. It's so unfair. Or is it?
Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked on the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they have that is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political decision had not been made.
I know that better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But
you
I'm
know,
asking you whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why would you bury six? Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons because
right.
it can just quickly make it 90. They have all the elements. They have. Why are they? Why do they have a space program? Is Iran going to go to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM.
No, but
so
that's a question. That's
a
question. That's a question of intent. And you know, in the intelligence assessment, that it was that Iran wanted to be a threshold state.
How do you know
and
what
use
the intelligence
this
assessment
leverage.
Says?
I'm talking about
the
public
assessment
March
says?
Assessment. And that's why I was asking you if you know something
well,
more
that,
from
but
March.
But that's also
if an
inaccurate representation
given.
Of it. That's an accurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's not how intelligence is used. Here's what the whole world knows. Forget about intelligence. What the IAEA knows. They are enriching uranium well beyond anything you need for,
yes.
for a civil nuclear program. So why would you enrich uranium at 60%?
Right.
If you don't intend to one day use it to take it to 90 and build a weapon?
Right.
Why are you developing ICBMs? Why do you have 8,000 short-range missiles and 2,000 to 3,000 long mid-range missiles that you continue to develop? Why do you do all these things? They
Understood.
Have everything they need for a nuclear weapon. They
okay.
have the delivery mechanisms. They have the enrichment capability. They have the highly enriched uranium that is stored.
Yes.
That's all we need to see.
Right. Well, and
especially
that,
in
so
the hands
the
of a regime that's already involved in terrorism and proxies and all kinds of things around. They are the source of all
yes.
the instability
and no one's
in the
disputing.
Middle East.
No one's disputing that. I'm not doing that here. And they were censured at the IAEA for that enrichment and for violating their non-proliferation agreements. I was simply asking if we had intelligence that there was an order to weaponize, because you said weaponization ambitions.
Well, we have intelligence that they have everything they need to build a nuclear weapon, and that's more than enough.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Folks, the Democrat Party is slowly committing suicide. I mean, they are. I mean, I no longer recognize it. It won't defend our borders. It won't protect our cities from crime. And now it appears to oppose efforts to deny nuclear weapons to a murderous death cult. That part's not surprising, since they helped build that Iranian nuclear program. Shipping, you know, starting from the time that Barack Obama, in the last 3 days of his presidency, under the cover of darkness, shipped pallets of cash to Iran, totaling $1.7 billion. They're the enemy within, truly. And you see so many signs of it, like this weekend. This is an incredible story, folks. Denver, because you know Denver's a sanctuary city. Denver ICE agents had finally located, they've been looking for him for a while, an illegal immigrant child rapist from El Salvador. He is wanted in Italy for the rape of a child. He escaped that country and came, well, here. I mean, Joe Biden invited him, and it was a great place to hang out. He went, what, right for a Democrat sanctuary city? Because child rapists are Democrats, too. That literally is the Democrat Party's message. That was the point of the Mexican flag by the burning car in the L.A. riot protest. Come here. We'll protect you. No, we don't care what kid you raped. It's, look, child rapists are Democrats too. You go vote Democrat? Okay, cool. Welcome. That's where we are. Well, ICE in Denver and the FBI in Denver were attempting to arrest Jose Reyes Leonderas. They were doing surveillance. They were on the verge of nabbing him when the lunatic liberal Colorado Rapid Response arrived on the scene. What is this? They get tips about where ICE is. These ICE fans, literally, they have people following them from the building to wherever they're going. They figure out where they're going, and then they interrupt these surveillance The surveillance, the raids, the picking up of illegals who are running around in our cities. So Colorado Rapid Response arrived on the scene during the surveillance and alerted Leonderas to the presence of ICE. They were about to get him. And so the child rapist was able to escape and hopefully will one day be free and able to vote Democrat, they hope. Now, that's how they think. Children, they hate children. America, definitely hate Americans. Which is how we got exactly where I told you we would be. It seemed incredible at the time. We had shipped the Maryland father, Saint Kilmar Abrego Garcia, to El Salvador, keeping Americans safe from this lunatic. Federal liberal judges started making orders. And what happened with the Trump administration, okay? They ordered him returned. The Trump administration cannot return him because that creates legal precedent. Then that means, well, now we can't send any of them home and they'll build off those cases. That's what Democrats are doing. No, they can never go home once they get here. Doesn't matter who they kill, rape, whatever. And I said to you, I told you, if the Democrats could get St. Kilmar out of El Salvador, they would, in a multi-step process, get him here and then set him free. He needs to be free to traffic illegal immigrants into the country. He needs to be free to kill rival gang members' mothers, which is why he couldn't go back to El Salvador. So he said, they'll kill me. Well, why do they want to kill you? Well, because they believe you killed a rival gang member's mother. Yeah, just great Democrat voter. So anyway, Kilmar, they got him back here. What the Trump administration has done is they tried to avoid the precedent. They arrested him and brought him back themselves for trial rather than fulfilling the judge's order, because that will create precedent. Then every other liberal judge will say, oh, well, look, you got to bring them all back. They could vote Democrat one day. Who cares who they kill in the meantime? We'll bring in more when we're elected. So they bring him back here. He's in federal custody awaiting trial. This is a dangerous individual. Democrat judge orders him released. Let him roam free. Let him go where he wants and kill whoever he wants or traffic them or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't kill mothers anymore. Maybe he just beats wives. I don't know. Did he kill the mama? I don't know. They don't either. But that's what he did in El Salvador, allegedly, that the other gang members were afraid of him, wanted him dead. Which is why he got that judge's order. No, you can't send me back. I'll be killed. Yeah, great guy. Democrat voted, though, so it'd be fine. So anyway, what they're trying to do, so now the government, Trump, his people, are arguing in court, no, we cannot, we will not release him. We're not doing it. Why? They don't want to create legal precedent. And Democrats are trying to create legal precedent. What would the legal precedent be? Nobody can be sent overseas to either to their own, back to their own country, or deported to, say, El Salvador when they're from Guatemala and put in the supermax prison. But number two, when illegals are brought back here, they must be released and allowed to roam free. That is what, why? So they can beat a path to sanctuary cities, skip their trials, beat a path to Democrat sanctuary cities where violent rioters can then protect them. Not that, folks, I'm telling you, this is their plan. I told you. If the Democrats could get him back in America, we will see him set free, or they will try. They want them all free. They want to establish, don't even try it. We're tying it up with red tape. It's almost impossible to deport an illegal. It doesn't matter how bad he is. When you look at what this party did this weekend on illegal immigration, everything I've just said in this segment, mind blown. Mind blown. But they have given up on the idea that they will ever convince even their own voters to vote for them long-term and carry out their radical agenda. And they have now fully committed to the long-term strategy of bringing in violent voters, both to help them enforce street justice, but also to vote for them and ultimately track in, and ultimately traffic in more victims, which is where St. Kilmar is so valuable to them. He was a human trafficker. He's a trafficker. He's exactly the kind of gangster they need to protect, and they need to protect his freedom so he can continue doing what he does, which is bring future voters in illegally and break the law. This is who they are. It's who they are. And here's the thing. This is where we fail. I shouldn't be the one telling you this. But we need to make this argument every single day and let these people know what's going on. Folks, how many people in the country today will hear what Tom Homan said yesterday? I mean, this is legit terrifying. Joe Biden caught over 1,000 Iranian illegal immigrants at the border, knew it, and released them.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases.
Yeah. They didn't care. Including 250 terrorists on the terror watch list. Joe Biden let 99 of them go. Knew it. Didn't care. In fact, you remember Florida sued the Biden Department of Homeland Security because they wanted to know how many terrorists did you release here and who were they so they could hunt them. Because they don't want to die. Nobody does. They wanted to go pick him up. They wanted to find him. Biden administration said no, they sued him. Still in court. Folks, no matter how cynical you are about the Democrat Party, the truth is always so much worse. It's always so much worse. But good news is we have somebody fighting Donald J. Trump. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing every single day. Unfortunately, we're hunting 2 million of these. We don't know how many Iranian proxies are in there. But we do know this. Listen to this. NBC News reporting. This is crazy. Before the Iranian attack by Donald Trump, Iran warned Trump, if you do this, we will unleash our proxies. Which proxies? Oh, the one Joe Biden. One's Joe Biden letting your country.
Under Joe Biden, we had over 10 million people cross that border. But my biggest concern from day one were the 2 million known gotaways. Over 2 million people crossed that border. We don't know who they are, where they came from, because they got away because Border Patrol was so overwhelmed with the humanitarian crisis that Biden created that over 2 million people crossed the border and got away. That is my biggest concern, and that's what created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was explaining that Iran had enough uranium enriched just below weapons grade to make about 10 bombs. And he says after Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah was killed, Iran began a desperate rush to build a bomb.
They had enough of that, 9 or 10 bombs worth of enriched uranium. But they needed to make the bomb itself. And the bomb itself they rushed to do right after the collapse of the terror axis and the removal of Nasrallah. Therefore, we had to act.
The director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the enriched uranium was not destroyed in the U.S. strike on Iran because Iran moved it ahead of time.
So then the question becomes, where is it? How much of it is there? Russia now saying many nations, whoever they are willing to supply Iran with the nuclear warheads. The Kremlin is ready to help. Tehran is allegedly moving to close the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked China to tell them not to because half the oil that goes through there, China buys from Iran. So theoretically, if it was totally closed, it'd be a problem for China. Although, I mean, Iran could just let the Chinese ships through, so we don't know how that'll go. Iran is promising to return 50,000 U.S. soldiers in coffins. And that's kind of where we stand this morning. You know what is good about all of this? This has brought all of this out to the fore. We were already at war, folks. We were. And pretending we're not at war is not a strategy. I just got a text from somebody. Texter writes, the reason people are pissed is because we were supposed to be leaving these regions. We were supposed to be pulling our troops out of harm's way from around the world. Okay, here's the thing. You see these trade deals going right now with Trump? And what are we talking about? Trade with Europe? We do a lot of trade with Europe. We sell them stuff. They sell us stuff. Where does that stuff go? I don't know. We should just get out of the Middle East. It goes through the Red Sea. 20% of the world's trade. So you want to just decide we're going to capitulate and we'll just get out of the Red Sea and we'll just stop shipping stuff to Europe. Is that your plan? I mean, these people don't make a lot of sense. I mean, it's not really well thought out. I mean, again, when the Houthis hit us 319 times, we find out in April that China is working with them to target our naval ships and our cargo ships. You tell me, what's your plan? We'll stop trading because Iran wants us to. Because let me tell you what, it's a hop, skip, and a jump till that nuclear fissile material ends up on the missiles that China and the Houthis are launching at us. What's your plan? No, we'll just coexist with the nuclear on Iran. No, they'll like us. It'll be great. No, tell me what your plan is. Yes, these are the realities Trump is dealing with. And the incredible thing is, when you like, folks, you looked at a map, right, of the three facilities we took out, Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. You realize at Isfahan, it's the nuclear facility, housed three Chinese research reactors and laboratories? Folks, China is deep inside their nuclear facilities helping them deliver the nukes. You think there won't be nuclear material on the missiles that China and the Houthis are launching at us? Well, we shouldn't make them mad. They were already launching them before under Joe Biden, and Joe Biden had done everything he could not to make them mad. He was funding them. All those missiles were paid for by Biden. $16 billion in cash unleashed to Iran. Democrats built this nuclear program. So I'm just, and if it comes, I'll read it because I'm really curious. I've been trying since last week to get someone to explain to me, how do we coexist with a nuclear armed Iran that has already tried to kill Donald Trump on our soil? Every time they kill him, we send what, a strongly worded letter, but not too strongly because we don't want them attacking us. Get out of the Middle East. How do you get out of the Middle East? We ship through the Middle East. How do you do that? You think that they'll stop? They won't stop. They'll find us where we are and kill us. That's what they do. Death to America. It's very simple. It's not hard to understand. Been going on for a very, very long time. China is smack in the middle of it. It is using Iran as a proxy, and Iran uses the Houthis as a proxy, and Joe Biden pays for the whole thing while Democrats march in the street with Iran. Folks, this is why Iran must be disassembled. It's this relationship with the Democrat Party that makes it so dangerous. They are in the streets marching together. And that's got to end. That's got to end. J.D. Vance gave Iran some advice over the weekend, by the way.
If the Iranians attack us, they're going to be met with overwhelming force. And I don't think the president could be clearer about this. If you look at what we did yesterday, John, we did not attack the nation of Iran. We did not attack any civilian targets. We didn't even attack military targets outside of the three nuclear weapons facilities that we thought were important to accomplish our goal of preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon. So how Iran responds, I think, is ultimately the ball is in their court. But if you look at what we did, it was very precise, very narrowly tailored to our objective. And if the Iranians decide to expand this, then that's ultimately their decision, and the President of the United States will respond in kind.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.